Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Capital City Cavaliers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Adam Feiner of the News Tribune. And before Adam and I start to break things down this week, let's listen to a little bit of Adam's conversation with Capital City head coach Joe Collier.
I asked the last week about team morale. Mm-hmm. What's it after last week? Obviously, coming off a loss, yes, but a loss to an intercity rival. Again, you're going to face an intercity rival this week.
Right. I mean, it is what it is. What I continue to say that we are understanding now where we're at and where we continue to work to try to progress to get further. And it's really, you know, and like I said last week, it's no disrespect to any of the crosstown rivalries and things of that nature, but we can't really even think about that. We got to focus on getting better as football, as a football team, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then we're able to compete, you know, saying the way we want to, then we can, you know, we can make it interesting for people. But right now, like, we just focus on being good football players and good teammates.
Yeah. Wanted to ask you about a couple of players health-wise. I saw Ethan walking up his availability for Friday.
Ethan Wood. So that's questionable, very okay. Questionable.
Okay.
And so it's looking like we may get Hurley back.
Okay.
This week, which will help a lot on, you know, on defense and then and offensively in the run game. So hopefully we get this guy back, and you know we may limit him, you know, but if he, you know, see how he's playing. Mm-hmm. I know he's been lifting. I know he's been conditioning, but you know it's a difference when you start click clacking on people. So. Just see where he is, and still limit him to action, but he's probably going to be available to us. So we don't know. I mean, where that's going to stand. So he's questionable also.
Okay.
Pretty much. But
I noticed in the box score last week as well, Nelson got some carries, his first carries.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something we could possibly look forward to, is him getting some more work along with Phil?
Definitely. So Nelson, we thought putting him at Y, you know, we can get him some touches and use him in different ways, just interesting ways that would help us out, just because, you know, we have a stable of backs, which he's a good back in his own right. We thought we can use him in ways to get him open and get him downfield, and you know, but that hasn't been working out, so I had to find other ways to get him the ball. So,
yeah.
And which proved to be, now we got to get everything else working. We know he can run the ball. We knew he can run the ball. Mm-hmm. So it was a no-brainer when Ethan was out that, and then you know, Jacob's out and put him back there.
Right.
So.
Right. When you take a look at Elias on film, obviously they're riding high record-wise.
Mm-hmm.
What stands out to you about them?
Just across the board, just in the know. And that's what we're trying to get to. Like, mm-hmm. you know, this, just for, you see a bunch of football players that's in the know, whether they're talented or not. First thing first, you got to recognize that those kids know.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's what makes them really good. And then when they, you know, then you can speak to their talent. But you know, whether they have talent or not, those kids are very well coached, and they're knowledgeable about what they have. And so so they're like goals, in a sense of,
yeah.
You know, that's what we're working towards right now.
All right, that was Capital City head coach Joe Collier. And Adam, I didn't get a chance to talk to you last week before this game, but, you know, you got to break it down with Tom, but I think neither you nor Tom nor me was probably surprised by the 42-7 final score, you know, against the Jays. It just seemed like it kind of played out how I thought it was going to play out.
Yeah, really. You know, just Jays too much running.
Yeah.
And really, Capital City have done a fairly decent job run defense-wise.
Sure.
Being put in so many short fields. Teams really haven't been able to pound them too much on the ground. JC is a whole different thing. I mean, the way they attack you with that wing tee is unlike really any you'll see much in high school football anymore. You know, gone are the wing tees, gone are the I formations. It's more an offense Capital City runs in the pro speed right. or an air raid offense.
Mm-hmm.
So really, yeah, it didn't play out so much, but I mean, it's hard to predict 35 second quarter points.
Right.
And really, it's kind of, you look at just that one quarter, it really snowballed
yeah.
you know, Capital City. And that, you know, that can happen with a good team like JC.
You know, and I talked about this with Anderson Kimball when we did the Jays podcast, and people can certainly listen to that as well because lots of good information there. But I feel like we've kind of maybe seen this coming for the Jays. I think they've kind of, this is maybe kind of the natural progression for how their season is kind of going from the standpoint of, you know, their schedule is really front loaded with some really impressive teams that we knew were going to be good.
Yeah.
And they kind of took their lumps a little bit. But we've also kind of seen this coming for them from the standpoint of they've been able to kind of get things rolling. And I don't think it's maybe necessarily a surprise that their offense was able to do this. And again, I feel like that we're going to see maybe more of that rather than less as the season progresses. But from the flip side of this, I think with Capital City, so maybe you're not surprised that you know you're going to give up some points. It's just that we're still trying to have to find a way for Capital City to manufacture points. You know, it's the same. You know, it's the same thing where you look at it from the standpoint of, you know, we haven't had a game above 14 yet for them this year, and it's right. you know, it's kind of that average, just kind of hanging out more around the 10 point range. So at some point, they're just going to have to find a way to manufacture some points, and it's not like manufacturing runs in baseball. It's not quite that easy sometimes. Manufacturing points. Football is a heck of a lot harder, so it's just one of those things that this might just kind of be how the kind of the slate runs out for Capital City from the standpoint of it's gonna be hard to come up with production from your offense as the season wears on.
Yeah, and you wonder maybe do you start to take more chances defensively? Do you tell your cornerbacks, hey, maybe jumper out? And you know what? If you get beat on a double move, it happens.
Right.
But when they throw that out, and maybe you do bite on it. Maybe you get a pick six.
Right.
Special teams. You know, you block a kick and run it back. You run a punt back. You run a kick back. You know,
try an onside kick. I mean, you're going to have to try to manufacture something at some point
right.
that's out of your comfort zone, maybe.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you talked about manufacturing runs in baseball. You know, you can bunt them over and you can do hit and run and all that stuff. You can sort of manufacture some sort of momentum,
yeah.
or at least try and scheme it that way.
Right.
If you're Capital
City. It just may take you out of a comfort zone that you're maybe not, you know,
yes.
real comfortable doing. So maybe the sort of thing that, yes, it maybe has to make you a little uncomfortable. But you know what? At this point, you're on five. You're probably pretty uncomfortable already. So maybe
right.
maybe that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Right. And maybe, you know, we haven't seen trick plays, per se, but the old pitch out to the wide side of the field and halfback toss.
Right.
Flea flicker.
Yeah.
Just anything. Anything to spark an offense. A hook and ladder.
Yeah.
You know, you can almost kind of try to throw the kitchen sink. Especially with the schedule being the way it is these next couple weeks.
Well, I was going to say.
Especially this Friday.
I didn't want to look too far ahead, but, you know, Capital City is now 0-5, 0-3 in the CMAC. Unfortunately for them, they get maybe what might be the class of the CMAC this year. And you know, you go to Helias for a 7 o'clock Friday game. You know, just looking at the remaining portion of the schedule, I don't know that there's a tougher game on it. And looking at the teams that they've already played, I don't know that there's a tougher team that you've seen already. So,
right.
unfortunately for them, this is going to be one of those where, you know, everything's going to have to go right for just to kind of hopefully stay in it as long as possible, I think.
Yeah, and that's really what you have to do as such a large underdog as Capital City is this week, is try to stay in it as long as possible.
Yeah.
Because eventually, you're going to build belief as an underdog that, hey, we're within one possession going into the end of the third quarter. All right, that builds momentum on your sideline, and it also takes away momentum and belief on the other sideline.
Sure.
So you're going to have to hang. And could it be trick plays? It's going to have to be turnovers. You got to win the turnover battle. I don't see there's any way Capital City will win if they do not win the turnover battle. And just take care of special teams, too. Whether that's converting extra points, whether that's kicking deep and kick coverage, punt coverage, flipping the field with punts, even if you do get stopped on offense with three and outs. Flipping the field, huge. Absolutely huge in games like these where you need every yard.
And I almost feel like in a game like this where you are a decided underdog, and I don't think we're, you know, I mean, no, there's no official line on this, but I think we all know they're a pretty substantial underdog. I think the way that sometimes you can counteract that in a game like that is you've got to win the energy battle too. You've got to bring a lot more energy than the team that probably thinks it's going to coast on Friday night. So how hard is that going to be for them to do at this point when you've already kind of had some of the life beaten out of you as the season has gone on?
Right.
How tough is that going to be for them to kind of continually keep getting up for these games? But or does it become easier this week based on the level of competition that you know you're going to face, where you go, you know what, we got to bring it this week because this team is really good and we got to up our level of play.
It's either going to be really easy to give up or really easy to stay in it, yeah. Quite honestly, as you kind of said. If they believe they can, I think they can somewhat hang. Mm-hmm. But it's going to have to take a turnover, a key turnover. It's going to have to take an early touchdown. It's going to have to take a pick six just for them to kind of get some sort of belief, because I keep asking the morale question at practice.
Right.
And it's kind of like, well, you know, we got to focus on ourselves first before we worry about anybody else. And I think Coach Collier is absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Before they can really worry about this rivalry with intercity teams in JC and Elias, they got to get themselves to a competitive level first.
Sure.
The focus has to be inward and seeing, all right, we're at our best, so now we can compete against other teams.
Sure,
best.
Absolutely. Okay, well, I think I know where you're leaning in terms of the final score of the game, or final result of the game. What's the final score of the game going to be?
I will say, and this is no slight toward Capital City, Helias is just rolling.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking more and more like Helias' week one against Hannibal, and Hannibal's really good.
Sure.
I mean,
yes,
that's a class four team that you're going to see deep into November.
Right.
It's looking more and more like an anomaly, and they kind of got their feet under themselves. If you're Capital City and you hold this team to under 50, that's a good job defensively.
Sure.
Now, that's a good job defensively if, you know, if you're put into short fields and such like that, it's an even better job. If you're able to get more than two touchdowns on them, I think that's progress. So
sure.
I think if you're looking at, say, a 49 or 42-14 final,
mm-hmm.
I think, and coaches hate the whole moral victory.
Right,
I'm
sure.
A coach myself,
sure.
And I hate the moral victory thing.
Right.
But I think you can feel good about yourself and the progress you're making.
Sure.
If you say fall 42-14, I feel like you can build off that and start to gain more confidence in this latter stretch of the regular season if you're Capital City.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Adam Finer, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's games, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following NT Sports on Twitter. Thanks for listening.